At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You guys going through Vegas?
No.
I would actually ask them if they could reroute you.
I hear nothing.
Well, that's your problem.
Hey.
There it goes. I'm
nice.
Back.
I have no remotes here. I have no keyboard. What did you do?
Coach, yeah, good luck. There's no way that he left it.
Oh, I need the batter's box clip.
I
is gone.
I have it.
What up, everybody?
It's okay, box. Coach. It's okay. We don't have it for a day.
I was just telling him.
He acts like he's a major part of the show. Freaking batter's box.
Well, I was. And listen, when you're by yourself, he was part of the show.
Let's go.
That was cool.
Hey, can you turn down my ears? It's really loud.
Mine's perfect.
That was cool. The Niners won. We'll move on to the next game. That's all you had to say.
I mean, was that not the worst call of all time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all time. I expected him to have some kind of energy, something. And he calls me, was it really that bad?
He never does. He never has energy and no teeth. You never understand what he says.
I disagree.
All right, I'm going to hit it. Arnold still isn't here. Okay, well, we got to get headphones right. Is that them?
Do I sound tinny?
You're loud.
I can't hear. That was me. Oh, that was me, Coach.
You can't talk.
Coach, there. That was me. Check, check, check. Go more, Coach. Check, check. More,
right, that's
more,
fine.
Check.
Whatever, let's
more
just go.
Kick drum.
Oh, we're good. We'll go.
Well, I just adjusted a random.
Can I get more snare?
Arnold Guys has been buried in Lake Mead. Apparently, somebody killed him. He's been floating around there.
Really?
In Vegas.
They found him in a barrel?
Outside of there, a lot of people, that's where they put the bodies. I'm going to have to do it live without Arnold. We are the 1, 2, 3.
Sore loser!
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass. And they met another dumbass. And they became the dumbass trio the end.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Oh, I was supposed to say penis. Damn it. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports. But I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville. It's been very windy the past couple days. We got up to 55 miles an hour. The patio furniture has been blown all over the fucking
Coach.
Place. And our patio plant lost it. So
what was it? What kind of plant was that?
Just one of those like artificial ferns. But it lasted two summers. It was seven summers ago. Lunch over to you guys. Congrats on the solo show by yourself.
Wow, Coach. I mean, podcast Grammy nominated. Unbelievable.
Now, the first comment on the page was, I had to undownload this one.
I mean, I get it.
And then there was numerous people said, this is how far I made it. And they put screenshots of only making it like 12 minutes. Some made 17. Some made it 22. But they just said, I had to give up.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't listen to that crap. But look. Ray said it best. Colin Cowherd, Jim Rome, all these dudes do their shows by themselves, and they sound great.
Yeah, there's a difference.
They're the best.
They're great.
No,
and
there's
you're a penis?
No, no, no. There's a difference.
What's the difference?
They have commercial breaks.
So do you. After this.
No, we're not going to break already.
Oh.
They also have a staff that writes things for them, and they know
that's
that
Arnold.
They go into the show knowing they're going to be solo, and they've done it for 30 years.
Did you not go into the show knowing you're going to be solo that
in
day?
In 2 seconds.
Nah, five minutes.
Okay, 5 minutes. Whatever it was.
Write me a note on that pizza napkin.
Whatever it was, I was not prepared to go solo. I had to talk. I wanted to talk about the games. I was going to talk about, do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to play? Do you, this, that. And, oh, what do you have? Ray's out. Eddie's out. And here I am by myself. I mean, Ray.
Ray had food poisoning.
No. So, Ray. Ray,
let me touch on this. You said the show was bad. The listener says it was bad. Guys, the show after Vegas, our voices were all a little messed up. I listened to it running hills about 2 weeks ago. It was a great show. You know what I've never done to our show? Listen to it with headphones. I've always just turned it on my phone and played in the living room a little bit. Guys, it sounds so much better in headphones, our show.
Oh, instead of just doing speaker?
Dude, I was running the hills laughing my ass off. Sometimes I'd laugh at myself and I'd be like, look, that's weird. Hopefully nobody's
listening. Well, they don't know what you're listening to.
Yeah, they don't know you're listening to yourself. Yeah, you
okay,
realize
coach.
That, right?
You're good. You're
guys,
good.
I'm telling you, it's a funny show.
Well, thank you. Hey, thank you, coach.
Hey, I appreciate it. That's
that.
A nice compliment.
Thank you.
We don't get enough compliments.
So Ray got food poisoning.
Let's talk about Ray's week, okay? We have to talk about Ray's week.
So, do we have to?
Yeah, we get a text early Monday morning.
When you say early, that's like 3 a.m.
Hey, worry about the Sizzle Master. He's not 100%. No, that was Wednesday. Sorry.
No.
Monday was.
I'm out.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to go home right after the show because Baser's
sick.
She has food poisoning. I'm going to have to check on her, but we can do the podcast later. Okay,
no problem.
Cool. Then I get a text. Hey, man, I'm out. Headed to the hospital. Bay has food poisoning.
No. Headed to the hospital.
And I'm like, oh, really? Are you okay? He's like, yeah. Calling the ambulance right now.
I mean, are we not supposed to panic at this point?
My bad. I just wanted to give you guys the facts. We had it under control,
there were no
though.
Facts. And then I said, dude, is everything okay? Crickets.
Radio silence.
Nothing.
Welcome to being at a hospital. Hey, do you want this? Hey, do you want a blanket? Hey, do you want an IV in your arm? Ow, I'm not the patient. Hey, do you want this
seconds.
Up your asshole? Get away from my bottle!
It takes 2 seconds to say, dude, she has stomach pains. Everything's okay, but we're at the hospital.
But
I'll
slowly,
keep you updated.
But
you did call an ambulance, right?
Yeah. So
explain this. Like, how did you go from I'm going to go check on her to I need to get her in an ambulance?
I was at work. She texted me. She was up all night, throwing up, going to the bathroom, didn't feel good at all. So then she texted me while I'm at work. I'm scared. Don't know if I can make it. And I'm like, haha, you'll be fine. Just
okay. What does
out.
That mean? Not going to make it in life?
Like she thinks she's going to die?
It was no. Like, not make it till I get home from work.
Like, she's going to die before you get home from work.
Not die, but
well, what is that, coach? When
faint,
you say I'm not going to make
faint,
it,
when you don't feel like you can have control over your body,
okay?
Yeah, because that's what I do. When I vomit, I pass out.
Got so, it. So then I'm at work, and I told you guys, hey, maybe we do the podcast. Then that's when she hits me up. I go home and see how serious it is, and I hit her dad up, and I go, hey, what? He was a fire guy, used to be fire chief, and I said, what's the smartest thing to do? She says she can't even make it to the hospital because she tells me right now, not
like before she dies,
not minute clinic, not dies, but. Okay. Not minute clinic.
Coach, I thought she was going to die.
I know. What do you think I thought?
Well, probably she was going to die.
I'm scared. And I get home and she says.
Did you start saying your goodbyes?
No, because I knew she'd live. And her dad said the fastest way to get her to the emergency room rushed right
in. The interstate.
Ambulance.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So.
Not back roads.
Okay, coach.
She didn't think she could make it in my
vehicle. So then they come up with the stretcher?
Yeah.
They came up three
flights
of stairs.
Ambulance and what? Like fire truck?
Fire truck comes first. So everybody in my apartment thought our apartment was on fire. And I was like, no, just food poisoning.
And what is Ruiz doing at this point?
I think she was still in bed.
Okay.
Did you call Justin at this point?
Justin's in Boston. Okay. But I had already texted him, hey, tell me some stuff I need. He said, stop, get some Funyuns and some pop. I was like, not for me, for her.
Justin?
He said, the snacks at the hospital are not very good. So you're going to want to stop and get something before you get there.
I was like, Justin, the hospital, is it always kept at about 60 degrees? I'm freezing my dick off. And
yes.
Like, yes, typically it is.
You always have to have a sweatshirt when you go to the hospital. If you don't, you're going to freeze.
The cold air kills germs. Move on. I don't know if that's true.
Okay, right. I was just, like, I don't know if that's right, but I thought it was hot air because that's why you do hot water.
Sure.
I don't know.
So anyway, so then, yeah, they bring the stretcher, and I told him, hey, there's an elevator. Laura's dad goes, it'll be better, obviously, with the stretcher instead of bringing it up the stairs. So we put the stretcher all the way up the elevator, boom, fourth floor.
You did this or the guys in the ambulance?
I was directing them, telling them where to go.
Nice.
And apparently,
were they in a panic mode or were they just chilling?
They were all chill. Okay. And they had codes. Boom, they get in the front door. I was like,
440, 71.
Dude, they knew it all. I was like, ha-ha. I called 911. They're all chill. What's up, man? How can I help you? Yeah, I have an emergency. All right, bro. What part of town are you in, man?
That's what the operator's telling?
I swear to God, dude, he couldn't have been more relaxed. And I go, well, wife thinks she may faint. She's very lightheaded. She's sick on both ends. Oh, yeah, bro, we'll get you in a minute, man. Okay. So are you guys rolling a truck? Oh, yeah, bro, man, we always roll a truck, bro. Okay. So, but then they come, fire department and ambulance, they roll both of them every single time.
Yeah, together.
But then we get up there and they
And so when they get on the stretcher, they high-five each other like, hey, is this what it's like when I tell a story?
No.
It is.
Go ahead, Ray.
They gave her some stuff. Well, the stretcher was nothing. They didn't give her any stuff yet. She gets in the ambulance and she said they still didn't give her stuff.
So then you get in the ambulance with her, right?
Oh, my God.
They had to take my separate car.
Oh.
Why? Could you not ride with her, like hold her hand in the ambulance?
And they do that in the movies.
Then you're carless.
That's true. You're stuck.
There's Ubers.
Hospital.
Yeah, they're being logical. I was like, I'm gonna go with her, and they're like, you need your car, dumbass.
Ah, good point.
Great, you guys are.
But you're like, what if she doesn't make it to the hospital?
I know, that happens.
But she was wondering
because
they were putting stuff, strapping it to her, so she was like topless at times.
Really?
Yeah, and she goes, could you see me in traffic? And they have like a tint on the window, so I couldn't see in.
Oh, she was worried about people seeing through the windows into the ambulance.
What about the EMS? Were they dudes?
It was. I think the chick did it. That's why they have always a girl on
that's
staff.
Badass.
I don't think that's why. I don't think when it comes to saving a life, it matters.
That's badass.
Hey, when it comes to saving a life, I'm like, rip off whatever.
Did
I don't care.
Did you get video of that?
No. But hospital did it up.
Send that over.
They gave her two bags of IVs that sucked ass, and then they're like, hey, we got a secret concoction.
What do you mean sucked ass?
Did Justin text you say, hey, ask for the secret concoction?
Justin was giving us some stuff, but I don't know what it was.
What's a concoction? What do you mean? Bobby water?
It was kind of just that IV shit they do here on Demumbrian.
Oh. Hey, bleep that.
IV.
Yes.
Got it.
So they're putting that in her. Wasn't doing anything. She's like, I need something stronger. They come with the concoct. Dude. And it
truly.
It pumps her up, knocks her out.
Was it in a needle?
No, it was in the bag.
Okay.
And it had Benadryl and stuff in
it. Bag, needle.
Yeah, heroin.
Yes. But as the ladies, so one of the bags, the lady actually had to squeeze it, a syringe for 15 minutes. And that must have been the concoction. And she goes, sorry, it's a little awkward. I have to do this for 15 minutes. And I didn't know if I was supposed to do small talk, so I just didn't. So
no, you just sit there. Coach.
We just sat there, and she goes, sometimes it's a little awkward because people don't know that I have to be here for 15 minutes. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm cool with awkward. I've experienced awkward before. Yeah. There can be silence.
Of course.
Yeah, so we just sat there.
So Bay survived?
She did.
So you go to you get to the hospital, the emergency room, right? Mm-hmm. What's going on in there?
Dude, insane. We drop her off in lunch. I told Eddie, my gosh, emergency room? Anybody can just walk in there. Actually, you couldn't have saw what I did because you have to go through a screening process. But once you get back there, there was some other dude that heroin OD'd. And I was trying to find the bathroom. And so I was walking around.
Oh, you're walking around looking. Yeah.
Are you opening curtains? And
I hear EMTs.
No, a lot of, they're yelling stuff.
They're grabbing this guy in a stretcher and they're like, Bob, what the hell did you take? And he was like tweaking out and his arm was like moving back and forth. He goes, Bob. And they're like, Bob, did you take heroin? They're like, son of a bitch, Bob, what'd you take? And then
I heard the doctor calling him son of a bitch?
EMT guys.
Okay.
And then some lady in the background goes, it's a hybrid, something in Long Beach they take, some sort of heroin.
So she knew
that. She knew the exact narcotic type or whatever.
And so she with Bob?
No, but Bob wasn't
talking.
So
the heroin made Bob like,
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't talk, dude, and he was like, they had him strapped down.
Did Bob make it?
I don't know. And then they saw me and they go, can we help you? Yeah, is the bathroom over there? Hey,
like, damn it, son!
Hey, can I help you? Yeah, what did Bob do?
Can I get with some of what he's having?
It got a little real there. But then we went back to the room. We took like a six-hour nap. I was at the hospital for like 7 hours. Excited to see the bill on that.
Okay, and then you got home, and you come to work.
Coach, that bill, oh my gosh.
No, then he comes home. He comes to work the next day. He's like, food poisoning. We're never going to Jeremiah's again.
And Jeremiah's Tacos, you railed them.
You ripped them apart.
You said Jeremiah's Tacos was the... got your wife sick.
Their
she
salad,
almost died.
One more thing.
Their salad, I'm glad I didn't eat that salad. It almost killed Baser.
Jeremiah's Tacos also sent an email, strongly worded.
Oh my God.
it wasn't the tacos. It was stomach virus.
Yeah. Yeah. And
wait, hold on. You emailed Jeremiah's Tacos?
Yeah,
because you're pissed. They almost killed your wife.
We had a very strongly worded email we sent. I'm going to have to send a follow-up.
You're going to have to say it. Hey, will you scratch that last email I sent? Turns out we got a virus.
Everybody in the building that talked to Ray on Tuesday, he told them Jeremiah's Tacos tried to kill his wife. He ripped their salad. I'm glad I didn't eat the salad because then I would be where Baser is. Smash cut the next damn day.
He was where Baser was.
He was where Baser was.
Because not food poisoning, not Jeremiah's Tacos, but you had a virus.
Yes. When it comes up, guys, it looks like the devil.
Good God. I had it. We had it over the holidays, bub. It was brutal.
Question.
I still haven't eaten. I'm 4 days in. At lunch, wanted to order pizza. Dude, I haven't eaten nothing.
I was going to order Donato's.
Jell-O and mashed potatoes, if you don't mind.
Ask my question. That. Question.
Justin?
Did you shit yourself?
Yes. No.
You didn't?
No, luckily.
Oh, congrats. My God.
Because she got, I got her pills.
Yeah, that's huge.
You're better than us. No. I mean, you did better.
The nausea pills?
Yeah, no, nausea and the pills. There's another one, stool hardener.
Oh, she got birth control.
So she got, yes, she got the drugs. So I was able to start taking the drugs right when it was on set.
You got any of that stool hardener? I was a little loose today.
Gotcha.
So you throw up, mm-hmm. and then you come to work and try to get us all damn sick.
No. It had been 12 hours. I stopped throwing up way before.
But that doesn't mean, no.
Okay, whatever. Look, that's legit. That's why he was out.
And then on Wednesday, we wake up to the text says, Sizzle Master's going to be down and out.
Yeah, food poisoning.
And I'm like, you got food poisoning too?
Jeremiah's Tacos.
That's when we knew it was a stomach bug.
Okay.
Mine was a lot easier than hers, not as intense.
But here's the thing. For all the people that say food poisoning,
it's never food poisoning.
It's never food poisoning.
You know how many times I've had food poisoning?
How many?
Once in my entire life.
What about these people that get it once a month?
It's not food poisoning.
It's alcohol and other stuff.
Stop eating your boogers.
Stop sucking.
You're getting viruses. Stop licking doorknobs.
It's not food poisoning.
It's not food poisoning. And poor restaurants like Jeremiah's Tacos go out of business because people send them emails like, you, Coach, you're going to have to do a follow-up email and tell them I'm sorry.
We will.
I've had food poisoning one time in my life also.
There you go.
But you have the people that say every month, food poisoning. Okay. Oh, man, food poisoning.
So that is a common out, little copper.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so then that's why he was out. And I...
Look, Eddie's ready to go.
I'm ready to do the podcast.
He's coming. He gets up out of his chair, and I look at him. I said, what the f- is wrong with your eye?
And I'm like, there is some weird sensation coming from my eyes.
His right eye was almost all the way closed again.
Here we go.
That's a good lead up to Pebble Beach.
Here we go. And you want to know where it all
Meet
started?
Meet my caddy. He has one eye.
And I hope people that
we
went,
call him One-Eyed Willie.
I hope people that
great
went to the-
judging distance.
Hey, Eddie, is this sloping to the right or left? Well, I only got one eye, Bones, and I can see from here.
You know what, Jim? We've never seen a caddy on the green with an eye patch. Wow, this is going to be a hell of a read.
Yeah, how good is that one eye? I mean, I'd prefer a caddy with two. You can see things you can't with
I'm better. I went to the doctor.
But he looks at me in a panic, and he's like, I can't do the pod. I got to go to the doctor.
Call the ambulance.
Right now?
So I called the ambulance.
Roll a truck.
Because Justin said, take the ambulance.
Coach, he got in quicker when he showed up in the ambulance.
Coach, you saw my eye at the CMAs. Mm-hmm. I knew that was coming.
It was
coming.
On the verge.
It was coming. And I went to the doctor. Doctor's like, ooh, you're hangy-bangy back there. Did that ever hurt? Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, my coworker... You know, when we were in Vegas.
Oh, you were in Vegas? Check.
His hangy-bangy was hurting. He went to the doctor. The doctor said in Vegas that he had a bacterial infection. It's like, that's exactly what I was about to tell you. You got a bacterial infection from something. Probably that coworker.
Unrelated. No, no, sir, did you win or lose in Vegas?
Unrelated.
Just no, for no, my
record. He said, did your hangy-bangy ever hurt? Yes. And then you said, I was in Vegas. Okay. Did you get a hooker? Was the next question.
No, it wasn't.
It has
said,
to be.
That your coworker, to... did you sleep with him?
How
no.
were the table girls there?
Sorry.
How were the cocktail waitresses? Few and far between. They were very absent. They were took forever.
Excuse me?
Oh, my God. When we were playing blackjack the first night, let me tell you, Cappy was yelling at the freaking pit boss like, hey, am I ever going to get a cocktail waitress? And what's amazing is the pit boss has no ability to call the cocktail waitress. He kept saying, guys, I have no control of that. I'm sorry it's been an hour and she has not been
Let
around.
Let me tell you.
But I don't have any way to get a hold of her. Vegas is cutting
what?
Down on everything.
Vegas has lost its step.
He's said that excuse to 100 other people.
Exactly.
Thank you. It's a very genuine response. Thank you.
No, that's
guys,
what I'm
Vegas
saying,
Vegas is not what it used to be.
The cocktail waitress used to be there every 30 seconds.
Well, then absolutely. You had to like be, I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
Go to Tunica. They come around with handles. I mean, you're beating them off with a stick.
That's not bad.
Dude, I took 12 drinks down in 2 hours.
So you're
hours.
Beating them off with their cane.
You're telling me Tunica's better than Vegas?
Drink-wise, yes.
All right.
Dude, they come flying around the corner.
My first time to Vegas, I mean, I met these random people, and we went all the way to the Stratosphere, and we're at the blackjack table, and we're drunk off our ass. And one of the guys in the group tells the waitress, he's like, I'm going to need a Miller Lite every 5 minutes until I pass out, and then I need one every 3. And every 5 minutes, she was there with a Miller Lite. Every 5 minutes.
Did he ever pass out?
No.
Okay.
But we definitely spilled drinks all over the table, and we got put on sippy cups.
I do want to say something. You know, we we're better now. Ray's healthy. I'm healthy. My eye's good and everything. But I want to talk about the convention and how awesome.
Oh, 2024.
It is.
You're talking about
to
next
come
year's.
Together like okay. we have the last 2 years and the people that we've met and how close we've become with the people that we've met. Every year, it's the familiar faces that come to the convention. We get to know each other. We spend 3 solid days with these people, and really, they feel like family at the end of the weekend.
Good segue.
And to hear the news about Miguel, who's one of our coaches that has gone to our convention 2 years in a row, and I guess he was in an accident, Coach?
He was in a motorcycle accident, so at halftime of the Cowboys game, and his buddy had been working on a mini bike, brought it by the house. And I guess he had souped it up, so it went really fast. And they were taking turns riding it. And so he's in his Cowboys jersey all excited, and he takes off, and the brakes go out. And he crashes, and he broke both his elbows, bones below his knee, and 4 bones like in his neck. And they think he's going to be in the hospital about a week. And then I guess a lot of physical therapy. He had surgery. He's doing great. And here's the here's the amazing thing. So he had his Cowboys jersey on when he went to the ER. You know, the neighbors had to call the ambulance, just like Ray's wife had to call. You had to call the ambulance for that. And they had to cut off his Cowboys jersey in the ER.
I mean, he wasn't the only one that cut his Cowboys jersey.
You're right. And so
that must have sucked.
The Snapchat group got together, put some money together, and freaking FedExed him the exact same jersey so he'd have it when he woke up from surgery.
I love that. And that's what I'm talking about, man. This is our brother. Like, this is our brother. This is our boy. And when I heard about this, I got extremely sad. I didn't know too much about it. Lunchbox, you kind of filled me in and all that
stuff. Yeah, because Tall Guy hit me. Tall Guy is the one that made a GoFundMe page. Hit me an email, and I was like, whoa. So then I hit up his wife on freaking Facebook, and she was telling me all about it. Then she sent me the video the next day of the jersey arriving and him opening it and Miguel crying in the hospital bed. Like, crazy.
I think there's a picture of me getting auctioned off from Cabo Wabo.
Yeah.
It may go for $5.
And I think your sister's trying to raise money so we can help Miguel and his family with the hospital bills. Because, Coach, you know, when you were talking about the whole ambulance stuff, and you're like, this bill's going to be crazy.
Hell
Coach,
of a segue.
It's going to be a lot of money. Ambulance.
Surgery.
It's going to be a lot of money.
So we thought,
and he's not going to be able to work. I mean, I'm not even sure what Miguel does for a living. I've hung out with him for 2 years
in a
row.
So an entire weekend, you didn't once ask him what he does.
You know, I never did.
You know, I think he's a dancer. Might be a dancer.
Yeah, I think he comes out at halftime of the Cowboys games.
Maybe.
What's Tall Guy? Construction?
Yeah,
for sure.
Construction.
Got to be construction. 100%
construction.
What's the beard guy in Nashville?
He's mechanic? A landscaper.
I thought he was like, works with his hands.
Oh. He does air conditioners.
Rock time.
Air conditioners.
We'll talk more after the break.
Is there anything else you want to say about it?
Hey, well, Scuba just said we got to rock.
Will you just real quick talk? Just give the information for the GoFundMe?
Yeah, go to the Twitter or Facebook page or our Instagram. The link will be up there. Or I'll put it up on our website too, sorelosers.com. And we'll have more after the break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
That was crazy, man. This is crazy.
Do you even remember what we teased?
You're going to have to wait. No, he just put a cough drop in.
As long as it's in the side, nobody can hear it.
It's in the side, man.
It's not in the side.
Yes, it is.
There is no way you're...
Can you hear that? No, you can't. It's perfect.
And at the convention, what did people want? You eating live.
Of course.
That, no, for a second, it's funny, but
and
not...
And then, Coach, I'm sorry. I gave everyone your hush puppies.
They're called tater tots.
Whatever they were.
Pick anything you want on the menu. Awesome. Thanks, waitress. You're really, really nice.
Oh, here we go. We're going to go over this again. That was like 3 weeks
ago. Let me go ahead and get the hash browns. Don't have those. Well, they're on the menu.
No, so, you asked for tater tots.
There's only three things you can get. Okay, shouldn't have handed me the menu then.
And what time is it? It's noon. Oh, I'm so hungry. Oh, I'm sorry. We don't serve food till 2.
No, the planning committee.
You.
And my wife.
Uh-huh.
And Olivia. We thought, oh,
us
okay.
Ladies. We were having a threesome.
Because they're...
And then I stopped for a second. Let's talk about the food at the bar.
What do y'all think about a matinee?
I know Ray likes his tater tots.
No. We just thought, we were like, okay, you know, if we had the food at, 1 o'clock, it'll be perfect because that's when the game's starting. It'll be perfect. We didn't think about it. We thought everybody would already have had breakfast by that time, so they wouldn't want the food right at 11:30.
We can talk football or what?
You want to talk football?
Wait, what did you tease? You got to pay off your tease.
No, he didn't tease anything.
I didn't say anything.
After the break, there was something.
Did you?
I don't think I did.
Yes, you did.
I said we'll be back after the break.
We'll be back. So this is the tease. We're back.
Yeah, we're back. I don't know. I mean, yes, I want to talk football.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to know what people are tired of, though?
Yeah, no teeth, Keith, no. And your brother.
They are tired of me riding the nuts of the San Francisco 49ers. They are tired of me pumping up my chest saying how good the Niners are and giving no respect to the Eagles. It's not that I don't give any respect to the Eagles. The Eagles are damn good, guys. They're really, really good.
Why take them to Aruba.
Really?
They have weapons everywhere. They got Devontae Smith. They got A.J. Brown. They got Goddard. They got
the
Miles
Slim
Sanders.
Reaper. Please call their names correct.
Kenneth Gainwell. They got Boston Scott.
Kenneth
they got
Gainwell,
Jalen Hurts.
Boston Scott.
Terrell Owens, T.D., all those guys.
They're defensive.
Gainwell and Scott are the dudes where you're like, oh, crap, both of my running backs are on a bye. I need to find a running back quick. Oh, look, there's Gainwell and Boston Scott.
Yes. Fantasy-wise, they're not relevant. But NFL real football-wise, they are good additions to their backfield. They make them very dangerous. But here's the thing. The number one rush defense in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers. The Eagles like to run the ball. So that is what I'm excited about. That's what
dumbass. You're forgetting that Jalen Hurts is also a running back. Yeah, guess what? It's a little hard when you don't know if the running back or the quarterback's going to run the ball.
And what did I tell you earlier this week? When he gets hit a couple times, fuck that. I don't want the ball
Whoa.
Anymore.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts in the NFC Championship is going to say, F this, don't give me the ball. Are you stupid?
Where's that game at?
Philly.
Said enough.
Exactly.
Said enough.
Coach, genius.
Yeah. If they were on a neutral, guess who'd be favored? The Niners.
They're not on a neutral.
But that lets you know Vegas thinks they're a better football
by
team
what?
Than the Eagles.
By 2 points?
Guys, instead of us just comparing dick sizes, let me just say this. I watched Brock Purdy, honestly, the first full game I've ever watched of him last week.
He does nothing.
It really wasn't that good.
He did more than Dak.
You don't need Dak. Cowboys need Dak. Cowboys have an offense designed to use Dak. The 49ers, they're like, hey, Brock, don't keep the ball for very long. Hey, I'm going to need you to... run the clock 5 seconds and wait till the very last
There was a couple of them where you saw why he was Mr. Irrelevant, where he was jogging back and forth and he just about threw the ball with one arm and about got sacked at the same time.
Well, how do you throw the ball with two arms?
Well,
he said he threw it with one arm.
He started running back 20 yards. Nobody does that in the NFL.
Get away from the rush? Yeah, hell yeah.
I guarantee you the conversation with Brock Purdy and the coaches are like, hey, get rid of the ball as soon as you can. Please, as soon as you get it, just get rid of it. Thank you. We have a whole offense built around everyone except you. Thank you.
You guys act like Brock Purdy is a problem.
It's Purdy.
He really is.
They have won because of
him. I didn't say a problem. Coach, anyone can do that. Ray can go.
His numbers
on
are better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo was winning. Everybody, great. Oh, what are they going to do? They've been better
and
with Brock Purdy.
And that should tell you that their
Brock
offense
Purdy is
not built around the quarterback.
But he can't run. He's not quick. He maybe got 2 yards last game, maybe one.
Well, Garoppolo didn't run either, but I'm saying his numbers have been better than Garoppolo.
Ben Verducci could win the Super Bowl with that freaking offense.
No, Ben Gannucci could not.
Yes, he can.
Absolutely not.
Ray Finkel could win the Super Bowl.
You guys act like I'm discounting the Eagles. The Eagles
are
good.
You are, but you're not the only one.
But here's the problem.
Discount, double check.
How healthy
Rodgers.
No, Rogers blames the damn media, the pharmaceutical companies.
The Alahusha. Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he said?
Yes, but, no, but let's focus.
He wants Alahusha and a pill and hang up and listen.
Here's what Jalen Hurts, how healthy is that shoulder? A couple shots on that shoulder, and he may be like, don't give me that fucking ball.
A couple shots on that shoulder is going to be roughing the passer 15 yards.
Not when he's a runner. Not when he's a runner. They're going to nail that shoulder over and over, and a couple times he'll be like, all right, you know what? I'm done with this. I'm just going to give it to Boston Scott.
Is it bad?
I'm done with it.
Is his shoulder bad? I didn't watch any of that game.
We don't know, Coach.
We don't know. He was out for two, 3 weeks in the end of the regular season. He played the last game, and then they had a bye, and he played
last
game.
Did you see the last game?
No.
Yeah, no one did because it was like 80-0.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not one person in my party watched it.
They made the Giants look like they had no business being in the playoffs. They made the Giants look like they're not even good enough to be in the NFL. And he thinks that the Niners are going to go into Phillyville and make it a game? Coach, you're out of your mind.
With Brock Purdy. And the Niners receivers are not impressive. Kittle, love Kid.
The Niners receivers aren't impressive. Debo Samuel's not impressive.
Debo ain't great. And when he shows up, did you see what he wears to the games?
What does he wear?
He looks like a transformer.
Oh, that's not good.
I mean, he definitely can't play football.
He can't catch the ball. Well, that's a minute.
Now that you say that he dresses like a transformer, there's no way the Niners can.
Transformers don't play football well.
That's 15 minutes that he's not working on the game, that he's working on his outfit, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's a good point.
Well, Joe Burrow shows up in some nice, cool clothes.
No, he doesn't. He looks like an idiot.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, which is better for you, I think. When you look like an idiot, you're a better football player.
Yeah, so, well, what you find out is the richer you get, the stupider you dress, and people are like, oh, that looks awesome.
Not everyone. Look at Trevor Lawrence. The dude's got a lot of money now, right?
Yeah, millions of dollars.
He wears a t-shirt.
Does he?
Jeans, and he comes through the front gate.
No way.
You didn't see that video clip?
No, I don't watch. I don't get into what they wear before the game. I'm not usually dialed in on what they're wearing
you
before
think
the game.
I Googled what did he wear before the game?
How they arrived to the stadium. I'm not really into that. That's not my
so
thing.
So you don't watch football on Sundays?
No, I do.
Because when you're watching a game, they usually say, oh, the Jaguars have entered the stadium. And they literally followed Trevor Lawrence, like moving past security, around people, pardon, walks to the front gate.
I'm into TNA, not
didn't
guys.
See it.
To go to the game.
Didn't see it.
And apparently he was on his way from Waffle House.
But from your pitch, I can tell you've been talking to Kid and Box.
Coach, just listen to the last episode. That's all they
listen to the last 8 weeks on here. I've been telling you how good the 49ers are.
They're not, though.
Okay, great.
They're really not.
Dude, I mean, Brock Purdy, I really expected more. All right, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to really watch this kid. This is exciting. Oh, he's not really that good. He's short.
He didn't play a great game. But he did enough to win.
He's short. He did a couple runarounds that were just...
Were you impressed by Dak that game?
No, Dak and his interceptions. That was
not.
Gross.
Of course not. But he had a bad game. He had a bad game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And guess what Brock Purdy hadn't have done?
Had a bad game. No, he's just said he had a bad game.
He didn't have a great game, but he didn't make mistakes.
You're
That's
not making
the point.
Any sense.
That's the point. He hasn't made mistakes.
Oh,
what
no?
is that line? Who's the favorite?
The Eagles by 2.5.
Oh, my gosh. -3 all day.
No, I would just go money line.
-3 all day.
Do you think they're going to win by 0.5?
It could.
What do you mean -3?
Push it up. Get yourself like 120 for 100.
Teaser?
Yeah, give her a tease.
So you want to push the Eagles up and then take the Niners?
No, push them up and then just get a better, like a +110, +120.
He thinks that they'll really kill the Niners.
I think they'll kill them. I would almost go -6. I like a -6.
-5, 5.5 is not bad.
That's better.
-5.5.
Because
you
do two
I'll
field goals
one.
Then. I'm all about Philly, and I'm all about the Bengals. I mean, Pitts is going to be in for a rude awakening, a guy with a broken leg. Romo said he shouldn't even be playing on it, and Patrick Mahomes is going to go out there and play. Come on.
Yes, and everybody's all, oh, have you seen him practicing, you idiot? Oh, he's going to play great. Practice is a different animal. He can look fine jogging around, not doing anything. When push comes to shove, when dumbass is chasing you to sack your ass and you can't move, you ain't going to look so good. That's what I need to see from Patrick Mahomes. He can look fine walking from the podium of a press conference, jogging out on the practice field. But when the defensive end is chasing him down, most of the Mahomes magic is him escaping the rush, doing some circus act, throwing it backwards.
Sidearm.
Mahomes, magnificent magic.
If he can't do that, is he Mahomes?
No. No. He's Mahomes.
Yeah.
He's Mahomes.
No,
I think he will always be Mahomes, Coach. That's his last name.
I just don't think his magic is being able to run around. If he can't run around, I don't know how they win.
Show me the fairy dust.
No, really, I
you
don't
know how they win?
Score more points.
Come on.
Pacheco's a beast.
Come
dude.
On. They struggle all game with the Jags, right? I was at the bar. I was tuned in here and there. Patty went down. How much did Patty sit out? A couple quarters?
A couple drives.
1 quarter.
Oh, and then he was back.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle Second with the half. Jags. They just don't blow people out.
Chiefs do not blow people out.
That's the thing. And Pitts has called that in the past. He's like, even if they are beating somebody, then they let up in the second half.
Super Bowl.
Bengals-Niners.
Bengals-Eagles.
Right? Bengals-Eagles.
At the beginning of the playoffs.
We all picked Bengals?
At the beginning of the playoffs, I had the Chiefs versus the Niners. But with Mahomes' injury, I don't see how they can win. I just don't
all
believe.
All because of one ankle.
Hell, one seriously hurt ankle. I really believe, Coach.
I'm just asking.
I really believe that hampers him.
I know you really believe.
Well,
it.
Did you see him on the podium? That's a guy that's covering up for an injury.
Yeah, I'm fine. I feel fine.
The way he was walking, he was walking that little ginger cool.
No, I always walk like this
because the ankle's hurting real bad. I'm gonna act like my.
Hey, who put the music on?
Hey, I'm gonna act like my shoes weren't fully on yet, man. I just keep walking gingerly.
And then he got behind the door, and right in the wheelchair.
Man, every specialist. If you talk to Justin about this, everyone that
Justin?
He's not a foot doctor. He's a dick doctor.
He is?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Works in the children's unit. Sorry.
Coach, that's
terrible. Then this got real awkward.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go to break.
No, we're not going. We don't need to go to break
right
now.
What's the millisecond on that?
No, we don't need to go to break.
Coach, but after that, we need to go to break.
No. What I'm saying is it's going to be a great day for football.
It sucks it's on Sunday. Give me one of them on Saturday. There's nothing on
NFL's
Saturday.
NFL's on Sunday, Coach.
I know.
They played on Saturday last weekend.
Oh, it doesn't matter, but the Super Bowl's on Sunday. To say, like, I'd rather have it on Saturday, that's craziness.
I was a little disappointed when I saw it both on Sunday. I was like, ah! 2 in 1 day, couldn't have given us one Saturday. Because all I'm doing is getting sleep, trying to recover from this beast. Finally got the devil out of me.
Yeah, the food poisoning.
I haven't eaten Jeremiah's a square tacos. Meal in 4 days.
But I don't know. It's going to be exciting.
Well, Pitts, no crap you don't know. No one knows.
Did you know what Pitts gets to do? Hold on. Can we tell Pitts to come in here?
He's doing a lot of
Coach,
audio.
He's got a lot of work, and if we distract him, it's going
to
be trouble.
No. Let me yell for him. See if he wants to come in.
Okay. Let's go to break.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey, you
want to
come in here?
Hey, what you guys, this is behind the scenes. So Lunch has been kind of doing the podcast on his own. And when I came in the room, not only did he ask me for the minute count, the second count, he asked me for the millisecond count. Because that's how exact and precise he's gotten at his job.
Good
with
job,
putting
guys.
Commercials in and editing audio.
No, Pitts
Very
and Kevin.
Very impressive.
Pitts and Kevin, help me out. Did you really go to break there?
Yes.
Did you write down?
What's the millisecond?
The millisecond, Ray.
Brother, tell him the big news, brother. This segment brought to you by.
Hey, it's Bubs. We've only got a couple microphones. Clay and Buck haven't upgraded. Pitts is here. He likes barbecue. He likes winning, too. This weekend, hope we'll have that for you, Pitts. We really hope we'll make it. Oh, Pitts, the only time I squeal is when I think we're going to lose. Pitts
we
here.
We just need 13 seconds, boys. That's all we need. How many times does 13 seconds go into
to
four
what?
15-minute quarters?
To cluck?
No, to throw two.
Are you meeting up with the people you clucked with last weekend?
Hey, Ray doesn't know about this. Tell him about your clucking.
Met a guy. He met a guy and a girl at the steakhouse, and they paid for his meal.
I met a man and his wife.
Got chili.
A man and his wife, and apparently we were supposed to go film something, according to Eddie, after dinner, but we didn't.
Well, you got the free steak, didn't you?
Yeah.
It's called dinner and dick.
The big D is not dinner. I didn't go with it, but that's interesting. I do now. Now if somebody says, hey, you want a cluck, I know what that means. I'm not going to a poultry farm.
Now, brother, tell them the big honor you got this weekend.
Man.
Not only are you going to Kansas City.
I get to hold the friggin' flag on the field of the AFC Championship. Like, I'll be in red, so look for me. And I'm going to be waving the friggin' flag, the stealth, like they usually have some kind of military, you know, the big games. It's been the stealth before.
Wait, you're holding the rainbow flag?
The big, absolutely. The one, the yes, absolutely.
Wait. This is the American flag in the middle?
Yes, yes.
You've absolutely done this before, but you dropped it, didn't you? What?
No, they've got video. The lady said, everybody run out at the same pace, and here I am, I'm a kid. You don't give a kid who's watched this his whole life the opportunity to be on the field with a flag. You see the flag start to roll out on the field, and then it has a point where it's not supposed to have a point, where Pitzenberger's running his butts off. And the lady actually jumped out in front of me. She's like, sir, you got to slow down because the point of the flag.
I was so excited,
Bob,
man. Bob,
I couldn't stand it.
Let me ask you this. With the flag, will you be taking, during the anthem, will you be taking a knee?
I don't know because I got to hold the flag, but what I am going to do is going to sneak a phone on because if I remember right, you can't bring a phone, but I'm going to try to GoPro phone up whether it's going to be hidden because I'm excited to see
what's going
to
happen.
Body cam,
and the players are on the field, so if I get to get old Patty or what?
No, you don't hit Patty too hard. You kick his leg.
No, I said I give him a
he
what?
He knocks
what?
Him over. Hey, he breaks
his this is what happened. Pitts is so excited. He starts running. He's supposed to go slow to get Patrick Mahomes time to get off the field. Boom, trips over Patty Mahomes, breaks his ankle.
Dude, if you did that, you would never forgive yourself.
Oh, and you would be Bartman.
I would have to go into hiding.
Oh, my gosh. He would be the football version of Bartman.
Please do that.
I'd be, you want me to injure my – hey, please go out there and trip the number one quarterback.
Dude, you will be famous for the rest of your life.
I don't want to be famous. I want to win on Sunday and go to the Super Bowl. I can't believe
drunk.
I just I was driving in this morning. I'm like, look, we just have to win one more game. And
that's
I'm in the friggin' Super Bowl.
That's a big one.
I never even thought about being in the Super Bowl my whole life. I just love the Chiefs. To have that Super Bowl a few years ago was crazy. And to think in my head, I was like, if we win Sunday, that could happen again. You got the 2-week anticipation. I've got the Super Bowl champion bottle of champagne that we won that I haven't been able to open because we haven't been back since. So I can get crunk and cry like I did last time when we won.
Crunk and cry.
And guys, I was thinking about this. We have never played the Bengals without the Wolf Robber in the stands. Oh. He was at the Cincinnati game.
He's coming?
No, because he's incarcerated. Jail. He is not going to be at Arrowhead. He was not there for the game in Cincy when we blew a 15-point lead. He was at the AFC Championship game when we blew an 18-point lead. I'm just thinking, I think that's a good omen for me. So, Chiefs fans, if you're listening, number one, turn off your TVs, because no matter how Mahomes is, they're going to tell you he's not.
So don't watch the game.
No, turn on the TV on Sunday, but let Patrick Mahomes reveal how Patrick Mahomes is and not everybody on TV. Because Patrick Mahomes seems to be walking good. He has some limited practice. If Patty tells me he's good on Twitter, I'm believing Patty.
I'll believe the guys on First Take.
I believe Sleepy J.
Sleepy J.
He's the one that tweeted that, oh, I don't think he'll play. And so I went with it and did a whole podcast about Patrick Mahomes not playing, and I buried the Chiefs. And then I posted the podcast, and an hour later, there's video of Patrick Mahomes at practice running around. And I was like, thanks, Sleepy J. I have no idea who Sleepy J is, by the way. Sleepy J just happened to pop up on Twitter.
Couple followers.
You may like this tweet based on your other tweets. And it was on the Sore Losers feed. So I was like, oh, Sleepy J wouldn't lie to me. Well, guess what? Sleepy J.
It's crazy, and this would be right up your lane, Ray Ray, because you know all the sports betting. The line continues to move, and it's literally based on
the news of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. If he's limping a little bit, because right now I think the Chiefs are giving up one, right?
I think they're the favorite.
They're the favorite now. It flipped.
1.5.
That's what I mean. They're giving it.
No, they got to win by 1.5.
So they're giving up points.
Yeah, they're
right?
giving up points.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you're not getting. Okay, yes.
Bub, for not gambling, you know all the terminology.
Well, I learned it from you guys.
Brother, they're laying you got eight. A gambling problem?
Brother, they're laying eight. Craps are double
down. It's only a problem if you admit it.
Look, double down, take the SGR, and then let's go for it.
Bub, when was the last time you were at Cherokee and they wiped your ass out?
Oh, they didn't. Cherokee got. Man, I went to the Choctaw right there outside of Fort Smith. My family was still in Greenwood. Bub. My sister's like, get on the high limit slots. I'm like, Jill, I don't play high limit slots. I got a 20. I'm going to put it in the quarter slot, and I'm going to pray. And, bitch, when I'm done, when it doesn't hit the triple cherries. Went over to the high slot, dude. Put the 20 in. Kid you not, drained it. Nothing. I was like, I ain't going out like that. Put another 20 in. I hit the three naked girls. I would have won $20,000 on this $5 slot machine if I'd have been betting max credits. I was betting one credit for $5. Lady came over and paid me $5,000 in cash. Came back, never had $5,000 in cash like that given to me. Came
when did
back,
this happen?
My mom was still alive. It would have been five years ago.
Okay.
And then, true story, I went back that night. This was in the afternoon. We just go up to the casino with my mom and when I'd come into town and say hi and we'd go get some
before or eating. After the stripper?
No, mom hadn't met the stripper yet. He was still overseas. So I went back that night to play Hold'em, just because I'm just a poker player, just play a little dollar, $2 Hold'em.
And poker? I don't even know her.
We just met. Oh, that reminds me of an old liquor store.
Finish your story.
Anyway, so they, I went back and played. I went to the same machine, won another $3,600 jackpot, and then waiting on my table, won another $24,000. I won over $10,000 in one night on slots.
That's Why are you still working?
I'm just not a gambler. I don't like gambling.
Here's the thing.
I like the sure thing. Effort always pays the bills.
Brother, let me tell you
something. You can't depend on luck, Bubba.
You're
scared money don't make no money.
Bub.
If you've learned anything on slots, you have to play max bet.
That's what my sister told me.
You have to play
and
max bet.
The reason that she took me to high limit.
Would he have hit it though if he did do max bet?
Probably not.
He's like me. But she's like, look, the point is if you're gonna try to gamble, don't gamble for a minnow. Gamble for a shark.
That's
so
right.
So I took my money into the high limit and it worked out for me.
Yo, I mean, in gambling, you want the biggest one in gambling. You want the biggest girl when you're on the street.
100%. Yeah, biggest car to put her in. You want all the big stuff. You know what I'm saying? So am I the only one here who thinks the Chiefs have a chance? Because none of TV does. I know you guys don't. And it's fair if you think the Bengals are going to win, because that's fair. They're rolling. They've just – and this Burrowhead shit, get the bleep ready. I'm done hearing that. It ain't Burrowhead. Know that. It's Arrowhead, win, lose, or draw.
That's straight disrespectful, Bub. I don't like that.
Disrespect. You saw what Trevor Lawrence said when he wasn't loud enough. He's watching Sunday.
I don't think he'll watch.
From the house. Well, he ain't watching from the stadium with a helmet on.
That would mean be participating.
Because the Jaguars got beat. And how about Chad Henne? If Mahomes doesn't play, are we really in a bad spot? Let me put your backup in, who hasn't touched the ball all year except for practice. Hey, let me put him 98.
He can do anything.
Anything's possible in KC, bub. 98 yards. He was in for two possessions, two drives, got 10 points. We win by 7.
Brother,
how big's Henne?
Brother, I can get 20 points in a drive at Dave and Buster's. He gives a fuck.
That is a good point. I've seen you on Papa Shot and Ski Ball. So answer my question. You think?
So, what time are you getting to Burrowhead?
I can't reach him. I fly in Saturday night. I get in late. I get in about 6:45. I'll get 5-6 hours of sleep at the hotel. I'll be in line, while the sun's still sleeping. I don't mess around, dude. I'm getting my same spot. I called the Sheraton. I'm about to get the same room. I give the number, but I don't I don't need nobody searching. And if I get the same spot, same dirty-ass hot tub, dude, the same crappy breakfast. It wasn't a great weekend last weekend. But, dude, you just got to roll with it. I got the same crap. I did wash it. Is that bad?
No.
I'm a clean freak, so I got to have wash. But it's the same stuff. May not get if the same seats open on the 757-700 from Southwest MCI, I will be on that same.
What row?
I go to the very last row.
Hey, I want to envision it. How far is the Sheraton from Burrowhead?
2 miles, bro. I can shuttle or marathon it, either one. I'm on foot. I'll take a free ride. I canceled my car.
Oh, so you will. You'll walk and somebody pick you up, or you'll take an Uber?
Or is your buddy picking you up that you met at the steakhouse?
I've got a ride.
Nice.
You're riding with the guy and his wife?
No. No. I got another.
What the f*** is he talking about?
Go ahead and tell us.
Why?
Go ahead and tell us.
Are you taking...
Chick's picking you up?
My ex is, yeah.
Nice.
She's going to the game, too. We sit in the same section.
Hell yeah.
To be honest with you, that's why this was cool for me. I get a text.
So she heard you clucked, and now she's back.
Absolutely not. We still talk, still friends, just not a romantic relationship, but we still diehard Chiefs fans.
After a few drinks, though?
Well, what's the point of that, bub?
Hey, after a little bit of whiskey?
Oh, no, hell no.
Is she staying at the Sheraton?
AFC Championship, not a little. No, she's got her own room. We're not staying in the same hotel. But she's got she's the one that used her Chiefs points, and they gives you two. You get Chiefs points when you buy season tickets through the app. So she said, would you like to do the flag? So thanks to her, I get to do the flag.
So she's going to be on the flag with you?
Mm-hmm.
You tell her you got some extra Chiefs points in your pants.
No, you got one last Chief point.
Hey, it's an Arrowhead.
Yeah. Hey, tell her, you want to see my Burrowhead? Let me burrow my head in you.
Hey, Arrowhead, Burrowhead, they're going to be calling that a lot of head.
We call it a tomahawk, Bob.
All right, brother. Hey, before you get out of here, you go hold the flag, you wave that flag. Do you know what section of the flag you're going to be at? Should we look at the 50, the
star, the stripe?
You forgot to ask me about the $50 platter from Jack Stack's barbecue I'll be coming. Did you not care about my palate? I mean, you expected me to go into a 20-degree game without a full belly?
Hit us.
I will be getting the $50 platter with it's just full of livestock, a little bit of coleslaw on there, $50. Good luck eating it all. I try every time.
Night before?
Yeah, it's for four people. So her and I are, we go hard. It's fun.
Oh, I bet you go
hard. We've never been able to, talking eating here, Dirty Pork. I definitely do recommend it.
After that, you'll be ready to pork.
Hey.
Pork shoulder. That's not my shoulder.
I got a question. Did your buddy that you clucked with last weekend, did he say, can you bring a girl this weekend so I can cluck?
He's still overseas, bud. I do not cluck.
No, the guy at Longhorn.
Thank you for serving.
Oh, yeah, F-22. Pratt Box Company, shout out. We've become friends. Cool. The bartender was serving awesome Bloody Marys, so I'm going to get three Bloody Marys because I had that last time.
Yeah, if the bartender's listening, limit him to two.
Oh, no. I just tell her to put a little bit. It's not the alcohol. It's that I had three drinks. She could put no alcohol in it. It's just in my head I had three of them, so I'm going to have three
brother,
of them. I'm going to stay sober because I get to go on the field, and I truly do want to remember all that.
He's up on the field. He falls over.
I got to be a little silly if I'm going to trip. Hey,
50-yard line. He's been vomiting his freaking brains out.
Real talk, though. I don't know what all this restrictions.
He throws up on the flag.
Dude, if I get good footage, I can't wait. I'm hoping like
they're gonna confiscate his phone and kick his ass off the field. 100%.
I'm not gonna break the rules, but I am gonna try to get footage and neat stuff like that. I mean, I'm gonna be on the field, and the players are too. So I'm just gonna be walking around, trying to get neat footage. It'll be fun. I won't know what I get until I'm done. But
brother, before you go, hype up those Kansas City Chiefs. Here we go, bum, brother. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. All right, Chiefs fans, we got one game left. One game left. I need you to put all the pennies you got in the empty bottle of water, make it a noisemaker, beat on your seats, tell your neighbors to get up. We are four quarters away with the best quarterback in football and a good ankle of making it to our second Super Bowl in 3 years, an opportunity to beat the 49ers again or beat the Eagles for the first time. We don't care about that because it's one game at a time, boys, and the game we're focused on today
is a Super Bowl.
Is a Cincinnati Bengals. You know where Bengals belong? Behind bars in a cage, boy. Put them back to the zoo. Let's go, Chiefs!
And that was brought to you by
Bubs Barbecue. Thank you, Pitts. That was special and sweet, just like our sauce. We'll see you, Pitts. Swing on, boy. Bring your girl. Y'all come by and get ready to pork, Pitts. See y'all there.
He's for sure clucking.
And we'll be back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
That was pretty funny. That was the best.
That's the best he's done.
Dude,
that's amazing.
Ever.
Yes.
Is he on heroin?
Hey, that bit was too good. Let's bring it back down. Call No Teeth Keith.
Do you really want to call?
No, I do not want to call him.
Hey, kid. Hey, who's the best pitcher? Who's the San Francisco?
Tim Lincecum.
I was like, what the hell
and
is
the
this?
49ers are the best quarterback in the league.
Do you understand?
Mr.
I had him on last pod on Wednesday,
and we talked
for like 20 minutes, right? And then he goes, all right, kid, goodbye. Hangs up. Not even 45 seconds later, he calls back, and I'm thinking, oh, he butt dialed. I answer it, and he goes, Joe Montana was the greatest quarterback ever. Goodbye, kid. And he hangs up.
He was. He was the best quarterback ever.
But it was so freaking funny.
Because you said he wasn't, or he just
randomly remembered he needed to say that, so he called back, yelled it, and then said goodbye. Didn't let me say a word. He just said it, hung up, bye. It was great. Now you want to know what happened to me at my house the other night?
Oh, boy. You walked in, your wife was another dude.
You got sodomized.
That was last week. No.
A guy walked in.
My four-year-old's got this little notebook or whatever, and he's like, Dad, I want to draw a people. I want to draw myself. And so it's like, okay, cool. I was like, do you know how to draw people? And he's like, no. And I was like, well, you draw the circle for the head. Then you do the
no, line. I'm sorry. That's a penis. Erase
no,
it.
No, that's, you do the line for the, and then you put the arms and legs. And he goes, well, Dad, what about the tummy? Okay, draw a circle for the tummy.
No. Oh, no.
And he's like, well, what about the hands? Okay, we draw hands. He goes, Dad, he doesn't have any feet. So we draw feet. And he goes, well, Dad, where's the penis?
Well, I was going to draw it.
Okay, so we drew a penis.
How big?
I mean, just a little mark. We drew a penis.
Is that accurate?
And I mean, it was just so funny because...
Daddy, what about the boobs?
Dad, mama's knockers.
Well, I know them to size.
Now, now look, son, this is a trans... Wife, would you get in here and want to draw these accurate to size for the kid?
It's interesting that a four-year-old, when he's drawing himself, you don't know what the world looks like in his eyes. So you... As a adult, you just draw a person, stick figure, boom.
Yeah.
And then he looks and goes, well, where's the penis? Like, well, son, how do you explain? You're not really supposed to draw the penis.
Your son's going to be the next Hugh Hefner.
So you're telling me he's at school right now drawing people with penises and boobs.
I don't know if he draws the boobs because he doesn't have boobs.
Oh, yeah.
So he was drawing, he wanted to draw himself. And so he wanted to draw the penis. So I bet you at school, he does draw himself with penises.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do the teachers keep him from doing that?
I don't know.
That's a good question, Coach. My kids never wanted to draw penises.
Interesting.
He wanted it to be accurate.
Well, who do you think they learned that from?
Dad.
Yeah.
100%.
Well, I don't draw.
Well, you did it being funny one time. Hey, guys, I have a towel hanging down. Looks like an elephant trunk.
No, I've never said that to my kid. You know, I am not like you and your father.
You know that you've made some sort of references that made him want to draw that.
No, I have never, ever.
You ever talked about your penis?
Yes.
There you go.
Because he's seen it. He asked me why there's hair on it.
What the?
And I told him, oh, son, when you're older, you'll get hair on there, too. And he goes, maybe not. And
that's
I was like,
true.
You're right.
Maybe not.
Maybe you won't.
Dad'll go manscape a little bit.
I mean, but he did ask me why he was on there. And I just said, yeah.
And then that's when you went into the whole talk, right?
No, we didn't go into the whole talk.
Well, this is what it's for.
Well, I have a little landing strip.
But then he saw my wife naked, and he goes, Mom, where's your penis?
And then she said,
I have this.
Well,
she shows him.
Okay.
And then lunch is like, and this is what I do.
Wow. That is not. That's not how it went. That's not how
I mean, honestly, you know, like old caveman days, I'm sure that's what you did. You know, like, this is my body. This is what it's for.
Dude, the neighbor, when I was growing up, she'd walk around naked. Her son, they would shower. They'd be in the same room. She'd be brushing her teeth while he was showering. And he was in high school and shit.
That's weird, man.
Yeah. No, he was a weird kid. But yeah, all the time, she'd always say, oh, I got to put my clothes on. I didn't know you guys were coming over. Like, she would be naked around her kids all the time.
What the?
Dude, some people are weird. You never know what people do behind closed doors.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, but it was just interesting. I mean, I never, so yeah.
Like, I have glass doors on my shower.
And so your kids come look.
No, I'm always locking the door, and my wife's like, hey, I'm trying to get ready too, so don't lock the door. And I'm like, you shut that door, though. It's traumatic for our kids to, like, look in the mirror and be like, what, is that Dad? Whoa, what is that? I don't want to go through all that.
Yeah, and see, you usually only deal with that at hotels. The glass doors at your own house, you do have to lock the door.
Lock the door every single time.
That's tough.
Yeah, because I have a glass door on my shower. But it fogs up because you use hot water.
Yeah.
And
sometimes you still see through it.
Yeah, but I mean.
You know, when it big objects, you can see them. Like, you know what I mean?
But yeah, you would definitely have to shut that other door.
Yes, I lock it every single time.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys want to dive back into our crime podcast?
Yes.
It's a new case. You guys haven't been up to date on this case. There was
music?
Dude, I need to
hit Law and Order, please.
I need to get you real music.
You said you were going to.
I'll do it.
Oh, you didn't get it?
Well, no.
Can you hit Law and Order?
That crap for
yes, this. I have a royalty.
No, Law and Order, just hit the clip. It's less than 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Hey, edit all this out. We sound like amateurs.
Yeah, we're this so.
Well, now we're going to fall under crime podcasts and not sports podcasts.
That's true.
That means we're up for both awards.
That's a good point.
Both genres.
Exactly. That's what we're looking
what
for.
What is this damn story?
I am going to tell you.
Sounds like you're really familiar with the case.
No, I am So there was a Microsoft executive. He's a father of four. He was gunned down like a year ago.
He went to Coppin State.
And
so this is recent.
And they didn't know who did it. No, they couldn't figure out who did it.
Cold case.
Right? And they were looking at his ex-wife because they were having a bitter battle over the kids
it's
and finances.
It's always family.
Mm-hmm. Were they divorced?
They were divorced. And she even
Number
told...
Number one suspect.
Does she have a good body?
Of course.
Irrelevant.
They're rich. Yeah.
She even told the tattoo artist...
What the...
You got anybody that can shut my husband up? But she was like, oh, I was just joking. But he had just... Two kids with his ex-wife, right? So he had just dropped them off when he was driving down a road where there's no cameras, just trees, and there's a tire in the middle of the road. And he gets out to get the tire out of the road.
What the?
Pa, 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 pa. They shoot. Someone shoots and kills him.
Why in the world?
Oh, God, Coach.
That might have been a loud one.
That was a loud one.
So they set it up. And thinking he was going to be a good Samaritan to remove a tire from the road.
No.
Hey,
I just because it was blocking his path, so they knew he would have to stop the car. It was a big tire.
I just want to let every hitman out there that if you're trying to get me and you put a tire on the road, I'm driving around it. I'm not getting out to move it. So
what if there's a prostitute?
And
that's different.
They said, the police
you
said.
You got me.
How do you need help? I would love to assist you today.
They said whoever did this knew his movements. Mm-hmm. Like they knew which way he traveled, how to go.
Okay, Coach, everything you're saying now, the wife is suspect number one.
Right, but they've been investigating for a year, and they have not been able to link her to the crime.
So where's the tattoo artist?
The tattoo artist, but she didn't hire anybody through the tattoo artist.
He's tattooing.
So
the tattoo artist said, I did not do this.
Right, like there was nothing to do with it.
But she did ask me.
Yes, and she was like, oh, I just said that in jest. I was just being funny. She moved from Florida to, like, Washington.
So
now,
number one suspect.
With her new husband.
They were already dating.
Correct. They had an affair. That's why
Correct.
Their marriage broke up.
Coach, trust me. I know this.
Hunter Biden?
No. And so, this week, a 61-year-old man was arrested in the killing.
Hitman.
He rents a house from the new husband.
Interesting. So, that's how she got him. She saw him.
I don't understand.
She's the landlord.
She's now married to the new guy, right?
New guy. They live in Florida.
They moved to like Washington or Oregon. Like 1,000 miles away.
That's not 1,000 miles.
She convinced one of the guys that was
a long ways away
to kill her husband.
So the new husband has a rental house in Florida.
Yes. Okay.
The tenant is the one that got arrested for murdering the guy.
And they're 100% sure the tenant was the hitman.
Yes.
Yes, but
they have not been able to link it to them. They have no evidence so far.
To link it to the wife?
Right. They said, he did not act alone. There will be more arrests.
With the gun, you need to find the gun, who bought the gun. That's that trail. There's vehicles. You can figure that out. The landlord. There's going to be cameras on the houses. Stuff like that needs to be checked out, guys.
No, there's got to be a timeline. Listen, when you...
How did they get to this guy and say, hey, man, like, all right.
He was a tenant.
Right. But what did they offer him?
Free rent.
That could be.
There we go. I want to see the checks.
You're going to have to see the checks that went into the bank account.
$0.
$0.
I mean, it's obviously the wife is involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
The ex-wife.
Yeah.
And the new husband. Have to be.
Well, because, there's some of these housewife divorces that are so ugly right now. I'm like, dang, I could almost see them getting hit, man. They fucking hate each other.
Really?
Real Housewives of Miami, and they're showing it all. Yeah, I don't know. It's not Larsa. It's one of the other ladies. But she got a divorce, and she'll go to the guy. They got a divorce, but they're still both living in the house. And she'll be like, hey, I'm Mike. And he'll be like, I don't want the camera here right now. She films him when he doesn't even want to be filmed. But they're both still living in the house until one of them gets kicked out. I'm like, I could see one of these people freaking out and hiring somebody to attack the other
divorce
person.
Divorce is getting
dirty. And the mom did not let the two kids go to the funeral service. She had her own service, like a separate service from his family and everything. Wouldn't let her kids go.
That could just be family issues.
But you still have to let the kids go to the funeral.
Did we say the ages of the kids?
That I don't.
I was very familiar with the case until that question. Sorry, Ray.
Well, they have twins that are like 11 years old.
If we're going to do a crime podcast, you need to know all those details.
I think they're like 10 or 11 years old. But they were out of the car. They had just been dropped off with their mom, but he had his 2-year-old kid from the new wife in the car when he was killed.
It's tough.
Crazy. Crazy.
Shot in the road. They knew the tire would block the whole road and he'd stop and
they
get
knew
it.
He'd have to stop because it's blocking the lane of traffic.
How?
Was it a tractor trailer?
Like if it even put a damn tractor tire on there, I'm waiting until the traffic slows down and I'm going around it.
Dude,
I ain't moving that
you
thing.
Put a campfire in the middle of the road, I'm driving through the son of a bitch.
Now, he may have stopped, slowed down, and then they pop, 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 pop. But like to know that he's going to stop, get out, and move it.
What a nice guy.
Yeah. They must have known that he's that type of
person.
They
knew he was going to pull a jack out and try and re-jack the tire to a car.
He's a very generous person.
Yes, the tire was blocking his path. When he stepped out of the car, he was gunned down in cold blood.
A lot of things have blocked my path before, never a tire.
This was a planned and targeted ambush and murder is what the police said.
You would have been better, like just a person. Well, in front of that. I mean, that for sure you stop.
He runs over that person, kills them.
Oh, damn, now he's in trouble.
The wrong person dies.
Ugh.
He's still
but really
alive.
The right person died. The hitman dies. Yeah. That's good. But they said, we know he did not act alone, is what they are saying. It's crazy. And I don't know how the wife must have been super clean to not have any evidence, even though they're linked because it's the tenant of her new husband.
Guys, what I don't understand, though.
They are linked.
What I don't understand, though, is if, like, I owed you money, Ray. Like, say I owed you $10,000. Okay? Illegal activity.
Vegas weekend.
How am I going to pay you there being a trace of money?
Right.
Cash.
Like, how? I got to get it out sometime.
You got to get it from somebody else who does cash.
What? But how am I going to pay them back?
Stuff. Possessions.
I don't know. It's just like, how do you move money without it being traced?
Unless you do like $10 a month for 3 years, but that's still not enough
there's
money.
There's still a pattern, though, if you do $10 a month.
And once you're arrested, like once you're done, like aren't you like, all right, man, like let me tell you. This is what happened.
It depends. It depends because that can change your sentencing.
Or are you just so like, you know what? Why am I going to take someone else down? I'm that hardcore. Like, why does this 61-year-old dude that has a rap sheet like a mile long since the 90s?
Oh, well, then he has nothing to live for.
Well, he was out here.
Everyone has something to live for.
I'm sorry.
It's just wild.
But here let me ask you this though. So if you gosh, what was I going to say? Oh, the man.
The killer?
No, the killer. When they interrogate and say stuff like, if you tell us everything and rat out everyone, we will lessen your sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Do they mean that?
Yeah.
Or is it just a game?
No.
It's a game a lot of times.
A game, but they also will lessen it.
But like,
you'll get 2 years less if you rat everybody else out.
If the detective's like, we'll take 10 years off of your sentence if you tell us exactly who was involved. You say, okay, I go for it. That was just in the room. So in court, do you say, hey, guys, the cops told me 10 years off. So when you're going to sentence me right now, take those 10 years off.
It's a great question because the prosecutor is really the one that has to make that decision. It's not the cop that can tell you, oh, you're only going to get 15 years instead of 25.
I think they say crap like that and they don't mean it just to make you say it.
We should probably interview a cop on our crime podcast.
I'm pretty sure I watched a Lifetime. My chick watches these crime shits all the time. I'm pretty sure the lawyer goes, hey, we'll get you a reduced sentence. You agree to that? But then the lawyer never confirmed that there was going to be the reduced sentence.
That's what's
so
wrong.
Then the person like admitted to it, I think. And there was like nobody ever said we'll give her a reduced sentence.
These are all these tactics. Like they interrogate him for over 24
right.
hours
that's
because
why you
they
always,
get tired.
You need it signed and all that like that. I believe that was the case. So, yeah.
It's a tragic case.
If they interrogate you two.
First thing I'm saying, lawyer.
Hold on. For 24 hours.
I got a lawyer up.
For 24 hours. And you are innocent. You did not do it. Would you at some point in the 18th hour, just because you're exhausted, say yes?
You might.
Yes, I killed the dude.
But even in our court of law, that still have to have evidence and stuff like that. So
no.
Then,
not
no,
a lot of times.
So that's why go to trial. And then
I know, coach, but if you admitted it and you're on tape, that's it. That's all they need.
That's not it.
It is.
And we're done.
No. Nope.
That's how it ends. That's not it.
I don't know, but they play those, and then you say, oh, I was, you know, that was a
false
confession.
I was hallucinating.
And they're like, well, how do we know you're telling the truth now?
Exactly.
But also, the guy, Idaho killer, you're telling me not one time in front of people, he's just been like, all right, I did it, guys. I did it.
No,
and they're just like, wait, we can't.
But look.
We can't have you say
that. He's never said that.
You can hold me in a room for 40 hours, And if I didn't do it, I'm never going to say I did it.
Right? Nobody does.
No, they do.
They do it all the time.
They do it all the time where it's like, I just said it because I wanted to get out of there. They were there. I was there for 30 hours. I wanted to get out of
there.
And
they use these tactics. Really? They use these tactics that confuse your mind and mess with you.
They do. They ask you questions 20 million times.
Good cop, bad cop. And then they get pissed. Sometimes they'll be nice. They'll be, come on, just tell us what it is. And then you'll see another cop. Be like, come on, tell me what it is.
Yes.
It's pretty interesting, honestly.
And you know what else sucks is when they say, what time were you at that place?
Oh, there's no way I know what time.
I don't freaking know.
Well, and then once they get you on a lie, then they go, that's how I know you're lying. Remember when you said, the timeline just changed. It's so amazing.
Yeah, because what time did you eat yesterday? Give me the exact time that you ate lunch yesterday.
You're lying to me, Maria. You're lying. But they can always just lie until it goes to trial. Those people don't realize.
No, but
when
that's all on tape, and they use that in trial.
Right, but when they're getting interrogated, just never admit to it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Well, it's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy.
It's really not that easy.
Yeah. A lot of them try
sometimes they make you feel like so comfortable that like, hey, it's not your fault. Like if you did it, I understand. Like I would want to kill the guy.
You know what they also do?
Yeah.
They use other people's words against it.
Yes.
And they make them up. Hey, so your
buddy's in the room next
your
door.
Your buddy's over there.
He's already said it was you.
They do that all the time.
It wasn't me. It was him.
All the time. Because you can't talk to the other person.
But if I were innocent, I'd be like, who? Show me. What's his name? Who? Who said that I did it?
No, but then you start to think, you're like, did they rap?
No, you won't. No, I'm saying if you're innocent.
It doesn't matter.
I know. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because if you
I think after 18 hours of them mind-fucking you, bleep that, that it will, it happens. Psychologically, something happens.
If you didn't do it, it's easy. It's got to be easy to be like, I didn't do it.
Right. But a majority of the people we're seeing on these TVs and stuff did it.
I know. So
but no. A lot of people didn't do it. And you got to think about some of them.
But some people
they're
are
not capable
yes,
mentally.
Thankfully.
Some
thank
people
you.
Are amazing liars. Like amazing. They've
like
lied
the
their
Idaho
entire
killer.
Life.
Yes.
Yes, that's all they do. They could live a second life. It's normal to them to just go about their daily job. You wouldn't even know they were lying. Everything they do is a lie. Marriage, this, that, kids, everything, complete lie. And they just go through and do it all the time.
Tiger Woods.
Yes. He did it all the time. Yeah. He tricked everybody, a million people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then
did you see
out.
That the Idaho killer applied for a job at the very police department that arrested him for the murders?
Yeah.
Wow. The one in Idaho?
Yeah, and even sent him an email. Oh, I look forward to the next interview. Like, oh, God.
Have they found motive on that one?
They know that he DM'd one of the girls multiple times saying, hi, how are you? And he had gone to the vegetarian restaurant twice and had a vegetarian pizza.
Where she works?
Yeah.
So it was one of them.
Well, two of them worked there, so... I assume it was one of the girls that worked there that he DM'd, and maybe it was like, well, if I can't have this girl.
No one else can.
And that's how he picked. But that's my speculation. But
there was something at the front of Daily Mail that said that the one girl that died, her mom, I guess, is a crackhead.
Oh, my God.
And so she was going to get a free lawyer.
She had a lawyer.
State appointed, and the state appointed lawyer just went to the Idaho killer. She's like, I'll help you. I'll help you. And then she just went to the Idaho killer.
The girl?
Yeah.
Lawyer?
Yeah. I don't know, but it made front page of Daily Mail. I was like, that's heartless.
Hey, well, that's our crime series right there. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah. Before we go, though, Guys, the San Francisco 49ers are going to Philadelphia, and they're going to whoop that ass. They are the most physical team in football, and you are going to get tired, and you're going to get worn down if you're the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, you're cute. You fly high. Fly, Eagles, fly. Go, Birds. Come that fourth quarter, you saw what happened to the Cowboys. They got worn out. They got tired of getting hit in the freaking mouth by the toughest team in the NFL. That's why the Niners are going to Philly, and they're going to win. So give me the San Francisco 49ers plus 2.5. Take it to the bank.
They want me to take it to the bank.
Joe Burrow is going to Burrowhead, and he's going to say, "Who's your daddy? I am. Give me the Bengals plus 1. Take it to the bank."
They want me to take it to the bank.
Why don't you just make more money and do the money line?
I could do that.
I mean, I would just
go the spreads around.
Screw
here.
The 1 point.
I'll take the 1 point just in case.
You would just in case.
I love taking a 0.5 in case it ends in a tie.
You know how I know you're so full of shit on the Niners?
Why?
You use words like they're so physical. Like, that means nothing.
And, I mean, they really didn't look that physical against the Cowboys.
The words like, they are so physical.
You see the footage. Micah Parsons was throwing everybody all over the place.
Yeah, and what happened in third, fourth quarter?
The offense. I'm
trying to remember.
They were opening those holes because those guys got worn out. The Dallas defense got worn out. They got tired of being fucking hit over and over.
Do you know
them.
Why they got worn out?
Yeah.
Because they were on the field all the time.
So was the 49ers defense. They didn't get worn out.
No, they weren't. Did the 49ers throw 2 picks?
Nope.
Exactly.
All right.
The defense is worn out.
Here's a crazy thing about the NFL.
He threw it in the red zone too, didn't he?
One of them.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's your game right there.
Mm. Here's my thing. The Niners this year, every team that played them, the next week, loss. Why?
I mean, that's
the
cute,
physicality of the game.
That's because they're physical.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right,
we're done.
I'm not full of shit either. Bleep that. You can take it. You can take the fly, Eagles fly. Go ahead, man.
Of course, I'm gonna do money lines. There's no point. There's no point to do the spreads on these. They're too close, so it doesn't matter. Just go money lines. Let's go Eagles money line. And you know what? F it. Parlay it. Parlay it with a Bengals money line. Let's go. Put a dollar on it.
Bovada, I put a dollar on it.
Since you guys are doing that, I'm not going up against any of yours, but I will advise you guys. It's very, very simple this weekend. It's going to be your easiest betting weekend. You go Philly and you go Bengals, and it's going to be very, very simple. And cash money millionaire. Thank you. No locks or anything, just advice. Okay. We're the sports advisors.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
We want you to treat this as this isn't, you're addicted to gambling. I'm like copying another show. Dude, I was listening to the show.
What they say?
It was effing amazing. So we don't
what's
treat
it called? I'll listen to it right after this.
It actually got canceled.
Oh.
Dude, what's this guy doing?
Is that Creed?
Eagles warming up in practice.
We're going to get in trouble for that music.
I don't get it.
Are we supposed to be hearing something? Okay, there's a whistle.
Desert Corn tweeted us and said, "Oh my God, the Eagles are warming up to Creed. Niners by 234.
Oh, that's funny.
Let me just fake this show for 20 seconds and tell me if it's funny.
Go.
So we're the sports investors. We're not gambling addicts. So if you want a bet every day, that's not us. We're the guys that you're going to make money. You want to turn 100 into 40, and you want to turn 40 into 100. Okay, we're the sports investors. So you got maybe a team that you like. We're the guys that put in the research, the analytics. We're the ones that put the X's and O's to work. We do all the work. You just give us a call, and we're going to tell you the team to bet. It's that simple. You're not an addict. You're not betting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You're betting on Saturday because these are the games that we put in place to make our clients money. We'll be right back. The Sports Investors. Is that good?
I mean, it sounds like a scam.
Dude, it was pretty damn amazing, but it got canceled.
Because it's a scam. They're probably all in jail right now. When anyone says, don't worry about it, just give me the money, we got it taken care of.
If you're a $100 better, we'll make you $400. If you're a $1,000 better, we'll make you $4,000. And then they were talking about the three waves of football. They're like, the first wave, you're going to invest $100. Then you're going to invest $300 of the $400 you won. Then you're going to invest $700. By the end of the night, you'll have $10,000. I was like, that's amazing.
Did you send him money?
I should have.
All right. All right, bye, guys. Hey, have a great weekend, okay? Guys.
Enjoy Spyglass, Eddie.
Yeah, hey, you won't see you next week. Eddie will be gone all next week. Ray will probably have food poisoning, probably be flying solo again.
No, it only lasts a couple days.
And I told this guy we can do Zoom.
I just learned about milliseconds.
That's true. He wants milliseconds.
Wait, you can get on this?
We can do Zoom.
All right, let's figure it out. I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Give you my wife's account.
All right, goodbye, everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.